Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Heart to Heart. My name is Hyla. I am your host here, and I'm also the co-founder of the activewear and swimwear line 437. This podcast is all things bettering ourselves from the inside and out. We talk a lot about self-development. We talk about balancing being a career woman, but trying to stay in our feminine energy. We talk about relationships, spirituality. We talk about personal finances, and we talk about just anything and everything that has to do with us becoming the best version of ourselves. I am so excited for you to hear this interview I did a few days ago with my dear friend Zoe. I wouldn't even call it an interview. It was truly just a open conversation, one we would have totally had off mic. She is a somatic practitioner, and I've always been curious about what that is. And so she came over and put me through an entire somatic healing session. Within minutes, I was crying on the yoga mat. And so in this episode, we really talk about what somatic healing is, what my experience was like, what happens when we have trauma in the body or we have emotions that, we haven't released. We talk a lot about inner work and wellness, and it is just a very, I would say, vulnerable and open discussion. And yeah, it's definitely a heavy one. So I hope you enjoy this episode and resonate with something. So without further ado, let's get into the conversation with Zoe. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Hyla. Well,
Welcome. Let's do
welcome.
that again. I'm so used to being
Welcome.
the host.
Welcome to Heart to Heart. Are you ready to have a heart to heart with
Oh,
me?
I'm so ready.
I'm
As if we
really,
haven't all
I
day.
know that we were saying this. We have just been chatting off mic for the last 2 hours. And I'm like, every time we have a topic come up, I'm like, ooh, we should say that on the podcast. Like, let's say, like, let me not answer that yet, because I feel like naturally when you and I are like in a room together and we're just talking, we're just like interested in like the same things, prioritizing a lot of the same things. A lot of the components that I feel like maybe aren't mainstream, or maybe they're becoming slowly more mainstream into the wellness community, but it's really less about how it looks on the outside and more about how we're feeling inside. And there's not a lot of people I personally know that are as into this stuff, into this work, into these practices as you are. So I'm really, really excited to have this conversation. I'm so excited to be here. I think it's just such a full circle moment, like knowing you from 437 and being such a fan of the brand organically. It's just such a side to you that like you don't know exists until like you get let in, and it's just such a beautiful side to you. And to be able to like talk about this and bond on it, it's just like it fills my heart, and it feels so nice to like really, I don't know, have that genuine connection and be able to talk about things so effortlessly. And that's why I just feel like it's perfect for the podcast.
It's quite rare that I meet someone through 437 that we end up talking about these things. I will say, I feel like it's such a different side of me that, yes, right now I'm trying to kind of bring in all together, but I feel that a lot of people I know through 437, whether they love 437 or they've worked at 437, this is a part of me that more often than not doesn't usually come out. And I think I've just suppressed for a really long time and had to separate. This is not 437 Hyla. This is non-437 Hyla. And I think now I'm just Hyla, and I think I don't want to be known as 437 Hyla. I don't want to be known as anything else. And I just want to be known for me, with whether that includes my, the work I like to do, the wellness, the career, mistakes, achievements, like all of that together. And that's just Hyla. And so I'm really happy that we get to see those sides of each other, and talk about them. And I feel like the way we met was pretty funny because we were connected on social first, right? Well, how what was the story?
You were posting things on your story. You were like doing one of your closet sales.
Oh,
You're
yes.
like, I'm selling this stuff, like you can pick up or I can ship. And I was like, I want to meet her.
Oh,
Like
the dad.
literally, I was like, I want to go pick it up. And I remember buying something. I was just like, I loved 437. I loved like following you just so much. So I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna go and like say hi. And then
Yeah.
if it felt, you're like, come
Well, because more often than not, I would go downstairs, but I don't know what led me to being like, this is my unit number. Like, just
Just
come on up,
buzz
buzz in.
in.
Like, let me say hi. Cause I remember we had like a conversation over DM
Yeah,
a
we
time
did.
before. So I was like,
Yeah. come on up, whatever. And I just remember you came with Crystal.
Yes.
I just remember, guys, I opened the door and these two really sweet, kind girls were behind the door being, you know.
We were literally wearing 437.
You guys were both.
We just came from a workout and we were in.
You guys were talking about it and, you know, being so kind and sweet. And I guess, I don't know, people don't realize this about me, but I just love people. Like, I just love connecting.
You're so genuine. You really are.
Oh, thank you.
I really do think it's a side that people don't associate with you. People just see you like as 437. They just see you as the business.
The fucking girl boss.
And that's tired. And you know, you needed to be that to build this empire that you created. You know what I mean? Like, it's so expansive and so beautiful to see. And it's like, now it's like, okay, I'm going to sit back and like be who I really truly am and step into that and feel accepted and like give yourself permission to do that. And it's just, you are so much more than that. And you have such a genuine presence and you radiate and you're so like, you're just so kind and so soft. And
no, that like makes me cry because yeah, I feel like it's hard to not even to show that, just to be in that when you're, when people just expect something from you or when
we attach to our identity,
we get really attached to it. And I feel like that's all people wanted to see and hear from me.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel natural. It wasn't me. I'm like, I'm so much more than that. And I remember when you guys were at the door, it was so sweet. And I think what happened, I invited you guys in.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, come in. Like, I think I was wearing Pacific at the time. It was like after the summer launch. And then you were like, oh, we have some upstairs. Like, here, I'll bring them down. You guys can try them on.
I was showing you guys like a new collection, upcoming collection.
Yeah. And just like other colors we weren't wearing or something like that. And you were just like, look at all this stuff. Like you, because we were just so excited
about
everything.
Did I have an extra
too.
Set?
Yeah, you gave us a set to leave in. You were like, just take it. Just support us. Just support us forever.
And I was like, wasn't sure if I gave you guys one or if you guys were just trying them on. Was it a beige color?
Beige and Burberry.
Stop.
You were like, one for each of you.
Oh my gosh.
We literally went home.
I think those were like my own. Like,
they were your own. You're like, I actually just sweat in this yesterday, but.
Yeah, you guys are so sweet. You guys have it literally.
Like, you're so giving.
Aww,
you're so sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. That was such a special day. I was like, wait, because it's like before that, like, who did I know? You know what I mean? I don't know you before. And then that one interaction, like the way you were just so open arms, so welcoming into your home. I mean, I don't know, like just to let people in. I don't know. It's just so special.
I don't know if it's like the Persian in me. I love
probably
whether it's just, well, in Farsi, it's called pazirai. It's like when you invite someone and you're kind of like hosting in a way. And I think it's difficult like at this age because, you know, I don't have a dining room table.
Right.
I can't really have supper parties and like have a bunch of friends over. So I crave that. Like, come here, aww, like, let me give you a tea. Like,
so
that
nurturing.
As like a Persian, and like we spoke about today, like my grandma,
yeah,
that is her love language, or any Persian,
yeah,
or, you know, probably any grandma, really.
Like,
can I get you tea? You know, can I give you something? And I think I was definitely craving that in my life. You know, perhaps you two showing up with I think it's an energy thing.
It is.
You two showing up, and Crystal's the sweetest girl. Like, she's always messaging me. She's always supporting 437. You both are. And I think you just like, you don't even need words. You can just pick that energy of authenticity. And I was like, these girls, I feel safe here already. And they're at my door. Let me bring them in. And I forgot like
so
what
special.
Really happened, but I'm really happy because
it's like
it started like a journey with us. And that's why, guys, I'm so excited to be talking to Zoe today, because there's not a lot of women that I personally know in this space. There's a lot of women I follow, but you know, they're out here and they're, you know, they're like on Jay Shetty's podcast and they're unreachable and I don't know them personally that I'm listening to and I'm learning about their work. But there weren't a lot of women that I was like, oh wait, like I actually know her. I can message her. I can speak to her. I can work with her. So when I was thinking about this podcast and, you know, being like, what am I interested in? I'm really interested in how, like, from inside, like within me, how can I be better, feel better, do better? Who are some people in my world that are also living in that, are also healing and are also talking about this, practicing it. And you were one of the first people that came to my mind because I follow you on Instagram and, you know, you've always been sharing about, you know, I look at your stories and you're out here like punching the air, doing your Kundalini.
You did that today.
Yeah, I literally did that today. And like, you're doing your meditations, you're doing your breath work. And I love that stuff. It's also an area that I'm diving more into. And I just I want to hear more about it from you, but I'm sure everyone listening wants to hear more about it too. So I'm really excited. What made you get into the work that you do, which is, you know, you're a somatic practitioner, and maybe we can talk about what that is. And you also have a podcast called Deep Within. What made you get into this world of healing, inner work, wellness? Like, what, how did that start?
I don't know why I feel like crying about it.
Let's cry if it comes out. I know it's
that question is just such a, like, it's such a fully loaded question. It's like, I was gonna say I wish, but I don't. But it's like, I almost want to just be like, yeah, you know, I just found an interest, and or like, it just came from within and I moved forward. But it's like, why did I get, why am I here today? Is because I was in a lot of pain. Like, I grew up in like so much pain. And I'm sorry, I feel like, I don't know, people hate hearing me cry online.
No.
If you listen to my podcast, that's all I do. So
no, if we have a hard time listening to crying, it's because it's bringing something up within us. It's tough to hear someone cry because you feel it too, to a certain degree. No, so, let it out. Like,
I feel like it was a point of, are you going to stay here in this pain, or are you going to do something about it? And there was just so much in my body and so much in my mind that was like just painful, like so much discomfort every day, anxiety. I struggled with OCD. Like, there was so much that I was like, this isn't my potential. Like, I don't feel like I want to be here. Like, I don't want to live this life like this. Like, this can't be life. You know what I mean? Just so much like heaviness and pain. And I feel like I did such a good job at putting this like facade on of like, I'm so strong. And I had to be that when I was a child, because my family dynamic, it was just, Zoe's the strong one. Zoe's got it. She knows more. Like, my mom calls me like, I'm her mom. That's what she calls me. And and while it's like, oh, what a beautiful, like, it's such a heavy weight to carry. Like, what do you mean I'm momming my mom? Like, when do I get a mom? And I love her. And like, you know, we have a beautiful relationship, but there is that nurturing aspect that I felt like I never got. And I had to be that for me. And that was that time where I was like, okay, that's something you crave. How are you going to get that? Like, are we going to just spend each day dreading and wishing and hoping and being sad and being anxious? Or are we going to like grab this life path like by the horns and be like, okay, I see you. I'm accepting you. This is shitty, but like, I got myself. And like, having that power to move through and figure it out has been such a journey. And through that, I found so much love for it. And I was so liberated by all the work that I was doing and the things that I was receiving from coaches and healers on my own end, that I was like, that's my gift as well. And like, that's what I want to give to others. Cause I can feel that it's such a like, oh my gosh, like the pain is so everywhere. Like, I can feel it from so many people, and we all have this strong facade. I feel like we all have this mask that we wear. And just to have a space where you can take that mask off and just be seen raw, real, who you are, with no judgment, no need to be anything else, is such a healing practice in its own. And
it's hard work.
Oh my gosh, is it ever?
I think a lot of us don't want to take off that mask because of what we're afraid, like the pain that's going to be underneath it. So is that what you
that was it? It was like, both are, in my mind, I'm like, both are discomfort.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to be uncomfortable sitting in my shit, sitting in this pain.
Yes.
But I'm going to be uncomfortable facing it. And that's also going to be hard. But this one has delayed gratification,
right?
And I'm going to be able to experience freedom and liberation and happiness and connection. And it's so, which path do you want to take? Which battle are you going to take?
Wow.
And you have to be intentional with that, you know? And that was, it's hard. It's hard showing up for yourself every day. It's hard to overcome your resistance and your belief system and what you've been programmed to be in this world, but you are so much more than that. And there is so much more inside. And when we face ourselves and we choose our heart, you can show up with so much on the other side. And like, that's the gift of life. And I always say, like, every emotion is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, there's pain and we don't want to feel that, you know, there's sadness, we don't want to feel that, but all we want to do is feel happiness. But how do you think you get to feel happiness without feeling the pain? If there's pain and sadness and anger stuck in your body, where is there space for happiness? joy, liberation. Like, you have to explore your anger, your sadness, your frustration, your shame to make space for happiness to come in. And there could be happiness right in front of you, but if you are just full of these hard emotions, how are you going to see that happiness? How are you really going to be able to feel it to its fullest potential? Right? And that was that idea in my head. It was like, I just want to feel good. I deserve that. And that was a big thing to overcome too, of like, do I deserve that? You know, because there was so much like, I don't know, just like shame around who I am as a person, when like in reality, like, I haven't done anything wrong. Like, right. I'm not a bad person.
You're not a bad person.
I'm a great person. And that was like, it's such a, again, a programmed thing of like, why do we all feel like we're not worthy? Why do we all feel not deserving?
But I feel like so many of us, and I'm like, I can speak on behalf of people I've spoken to, even myself at times, especially back in the day, what you said, we all want to feel good, but why do so many of us resort to the external gratification? Oh, I'm going to feel good when I have clear skin. I'm going to feel good when I have that Chanel bag. I'm going to feel good when I'm making six figures. I feel like we really think that it's outside of us, right? And like, oh, okay, I need to buy this one skincare product. I need to go get this thing. I need to go get this thing. None of that inner stuff goes away at that point. You're actually still within that, but now you just have a nicer apartment and you have a nicer skin, but you still, when you're in bed, those last 10 minutes before you fall asleep, same pain and the same emotions are there. I've been there. You know, I've been there thinking that 437 had to be at a certain place. My closet had to look a certain way.
And then I'll be good.
And I'll be good. That's not the case, right? So is that kind of what led you into learning the modalities of healing and the work that you've been doing, when you realize that it's within me?
Yeah, totally. And I think I love what you brought up, because it's such a thing that I have been like, wow, that's so true. Like, how many times do I say, oh, once I have this, or if I look like this at that event, then like, oh, I'm going to be so good. But I still show up feeling insecure. I still show up like wanting to hide. It's like the outfit doesn't do anything. You know, the apartment doesn't do anything. It's all great. And I'm here for a beautiful luxury expansive life forever. Like a bougie hippie. It's like the best. But it's truly not all. It's not going to do that inner work for you. It's not going to actually make you feel. It's what's it called? Like it's just a second of it. You know what I mean? It's just like a rush of dopamine. And then what are you left with? Your feelings, your emotions. And that was definitely something that I realized, you know, when I would say like I started when I was like probably 12 was like the same time that I was like, oh my gosh, I hate my body. This is why nobody likes me. This is why I struggle to fit in because of this extra weight. I'm 12. You know, it's like, you're 12. That's like your body. Like,
you're a child.
I'm a child. Like, I can't even think of like my 15-year-old cousin. I'm like, you don't worry about any of that. You know what I mean? But it's like, I was 12 and experiencing that. And I would come home from school every day and work out for 3 hours in my bedroom because there was so much shame around how I looked. And I was like, if I have this body, like this Victoria's Secret model, then like I'm going to feel good. And that's when it all started, was this like exactly what you're saying. Like when I have this, then I'll feel good. And it was such a way for me to control, to feel like I was doing something progressing in life, because my home life and my family life was so traumatic for me that like, I was like, I'm just going to close my door and work out. And And it was such an escape. And it was a way for me to feel, I was like, if I look better, then no one's going to assume what's going on in my life. No one's going to think that I come from this and that and this and that, right? And it's just like, I could put on this facade. I thought I can control that. And when I got the body, whatever that means, when you're 12, right?
No, for sure.
And then it's like, I still feel it all.
Yeah, of course.
I still feel it all. I'm still ashamed.
Yeah.
I still feel insecure. I still.
And it'll never be enough.
Never be enough.
Because even when you have like 5 years ago, what you thought was like the perfect body, you can achieve that still and be like, it's still not enough, because now it's on to the next thing.
1000%. Oh. It never ends. Mm-hmm. And it was that idea, that same thing you're talking about of like, I want to feel fulfilled. I want to feel comfortable. Honestly, like comfort and safety was my biggest thing. And safety just in my body, safety in myself. And I always use this idea of like, and you may have this in your life, if you're met with like every time you make a mistake or you're not your best self, someone's always judging you, pointing the finger and being like, you should have done better. You're stupid for that, this, that, and pointing and making you feel so bad. You're never going to go to that person. You're not going to want to be friends with that person. And that's how we are with ourselves. And so it's like, what relationship are we building with ourselves there, right? When we're like always shaming ourselves for making a mistake, we're beating ourselves up. We're never meeting ourselves with grace. Mm-hmm. We're always looking in the mirror being like, oh, you're not going to look great tonight, or that doesn't look the best, or you look funny, whatever. It's like, I don't want to hang out with that type of person. And it's like, you're going to bed with that person every night. You're waking up, you're living with that person every night.
Would you date that person?
Exactly. Would you date yourself if they treated you that way?
Yeah. Wow.
And it's like, when I changed that narrative, I was like, whoa, I would not even want to be in the same room with myself if this person was speaking to me like this. And so with that awareness, I was like, if I want to build a better relationship with myself, I have to start giving myself that safety, that security, that grace. I'm a human being, as are you and as everyone listening. We are going to make mistakes. We're going to hurt people. We're going to hurt ourselves. We're not going to be perfect. But can you meet yourself with grace so that you can try again and be better the next time and learn from that? And that is the beauty of the human experience. We're here to learn. We're here to experience, to feel, to move through, and to grow. And it's your choice every single day how you want to show up, right? And you can take your pain and your suffering and all of these things as a lesson and as tools to find happiness, to find liberation, to find what you need. And that's the, like I say all the time, like your negative thoughts, your insecurities, what you're worried about, those are signs and signals from your body of what needs attention and what needs focus. If you're like, you know, out and about and you're like, oh my God, I feel so insecure all the time, you need to work on your self-love. That is a sign that like you need to love yourself more, you know? And it's like, if you are feeling embarrassed and wanting to hide, it's like, are you suppressing shame in your body? And it may not be about the thing you're feeling right now, but maybe a past situation, and shame's just like a habitual feeling for you.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So how did these realizations and this path get you to somatic healing, somatic practicing? Is that a word, practicing?
Yeah. Practicing, practitioner, same thing. Practicing somatics. Yeah,
that's the word. How did you get into practicing somatic?
Exactly.
Somatic healing.
Yeah. So when I started this journey of like inner healing, it was not a intentional thing. I went to a hot yoga class and I came out. I feel like anyone who's gone to a hot yoga class with an open mind is like, whoa, what just happened to me?
Yeah.
It's such a liberating spiritual experience.
Yeah.
For sure, depending on like where you go.
Yeah.
But we were just saying, find the most like shaman-like teacher.
I'm obsessed with my yoga instructor because I'm like, are we in India? Are we in Bali?
Because yeah.
That's he brings the most spiritual experience to the mat, whereas some people are just so like, stretch,
call the pose.
And I'm like, this is so much more of a workout than it is like what yoga really
is
was
when it
was.
Yeah, what it is.
It's like thousands of years ago.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful practice. And I went for the idea of a workout.
Yeah.
It's like, And it's like, ooh, hot yoga, whatever. I went in and I was like, oh my God, what just happened? When I left, I was like laughing, crying in the car. I was like on a new high. I was like, I've never felt this way in my life. I was dripping sweat. And I was like, and that was fun. Like I moved my body. I feel strong. I feel all of these things. And I was just like, I felt so many emotions. So much happiness came from that experience. And then I was like, wow, there's so much here. If I could feel that, what else can make me feel that way? And so I kind of went on this deep dive of like, wait, there is like, I actually can feel happiness in my body. I think I went so long just feeling low emotion, just like so upset and ashamed and sad. And when is it going to change for me? And like this victim mindset. And when I was able to feel happiness and like inspiration for a second, it like unlocked something in my brain. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even realize those were emotions I could feel. And so I went like discovering, I was like, what else can make me feel that way? And so I started to connect with people, things online, books, resources. And I just started to, I'm such a like explorer, like firsthand, like I want to do it. I don't just want to like read about it or hear about it. Like, so I will put myself in that experience. And so I was interested in different forms of eating and different forms of moving and different forms of like practices, like journaling and meditating and all of these things. And I was like, okay, how does that make me feel? And it's like, I actually feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like, oh my God, I'm healed from one meditation, but it's like, I feel a little bit better after that. And so that was like a golden nugget into like, there is a path forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is something, if you feel a little bit better, keep exploring it.
Yeah.
Like there's more there for you.
Yeah.
So that was like kind of that start. And then through that, I did my holistic health coaching certification first. Actually, before that, I did my 200 hour yoga teacher training.
Love.
And because I like,
program.
Oh my God, it was so good. Yeah. Though.
It's a spiritual. I found it to be very spiritual.
Yeah. That was the thing. When I went in, I was like, oh, I'm just going to learn how to like do some poses, teach yoga class. They were like, you're going to learn 2 days of this whole 3 month, 4 month, whatever it was, like program. And the rest is going to be overcoming yourself, learning spirituality. Like it was such a deep.
Did you guys have to go into scripture and chanting and all of that?
We did a little bit. Yeah. We did do some like Sanskrit and stuff, but it wasn't, it wasn't like super intense, but we did learn about a bunch of that. We did practice things that I didn't expect going into it.
Yes.
I was just like, I'm going to learn how to teach yoga class. Cool. And I was like, that was honestly the really pivotal point for my spirituality. When I went into that and I was like, whoa. And we would do like eye gazing for like so long. Like we would just stand in a circle and just stare into like the person's eyes for like 5 minutes. And then we would switch and we would stare into the next person. We would do it through everyone. And you're just seeing someone and they're standing in front of you. They're crying.
Yes.
You're crying. And you're like, I didn't even say a word.
Yes.
And it's just that we just want to be seen.
Yes.
You know, we just want to be seen and it's vulnerable. And it's like, I never let anyone see me and I don't look at anyone. And it's like, such a lack of, there's just so much disconnect in this world to ourselves, to our guides, to spirituality, to other people, like our bodies. So that really unlocked a spiritual practice in me. It just ignited this fire of like, this feels good. This there's something here for me. And I went exploring and I went into, COVID hit shortly after, and I decided to take an online program doing holistic health coaching. And through that, I was like, wow, I love being able to support people. And that, I would say that practice, that course was more surface level. It didn't really have much spirituality a part of it. And it was just kind of focusing on like nutrition and like, I don't know, like it definitely felt like something I needed at that time.
Right.
But looking back, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
But I'm still like,
there was more to it.
There was so much more that I like wanted from that, I guess. And that's where Somatic came in a few years later. But through that practice, I started my health coaching business. And then after that, probably like a year and a half later, I was like, it's not deep enough. I'm not sharing my gifts with the world. And that's like my healing energy that I know I have. And I felt like I wasn't doing that to my full. I was playing small. I was like, this is what's easy. This is what people want. Everyone wants to know how to heal their gut, yada, yada. Like I can provide that, but it's like, it's not where my soul lies. It's not what fires me up. It's not what I want to do all day. You know, what makes me feel charged at the end of it. And so I feel like I was doing things for so long, the same things for so long, like meditating, journaling, doing Pilates, eating well. Okay. And I was like, yeah, I feel good. Like I feel good. You know, I'm not feeling bad. You know, there was a lot of things I created for myself. I overcame through like taking care of myself. But I think that was the biggest part. It wasn't really what I was doing that was helping me. I think it was the fact that I was showing up for myself.
Mm.
And I was taking care of myself and I was making myself feel safe by consistency and being like, I got you and I'm here for you. And I think that was ultimately what all of those practices kind of did for me. And it wasn't until like the beginning of 2023 that I was like, there's like things living in here. There's like beliefs that I just felt like I was ready to expand. Like I was like, oh my God, I'm so ready. But I was like, I'm not ready at the same time. There's like something that's keeping me back that I'm like, I'm afraid to, I like want to, and then I go to take a step and I'm like, oh my God, I can't. And I was like, what is that block? Like, why can't I pass that? And so I went exploring even deeper. That's just like my nature. I'm like, explore, there's more. If you have a question, there's an answer. And so I would keep figuring it out. And through that, I found practices going back into the body. And I brought up that part of me getting into yoga at the beginning, because that was when I experienced those shifts, that like feeling of happiness, liberation from no speaking, no talking, just being in my body and feeling my body and being in that practice. And through getting into health coaching and building an online presence, it was like, it almost like took me out of that.
It was like back into the mind.
Yeah, I was back into the mind. And I was like, this was all mind-based, and I got out of the body because I was like, oh, how can I be successful? How can I make money? How can I get clients? How can I build an online presence? How can I do this? Like, I was so ego. It was so attached to the ego of like, oh, if I do this, back to full circle, if I do this, I'll get that.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's an easy way to do this so that I can get that? And it wasn't
your true purpose.
It wasn't my truth. Yeah. And so through that, I disconnected to what was always like lit inside of me. And that was the body. That was feeling free from being connected to my body. And I went into everything else because I thought that's what that would get me something. That would get me somewhere. That's what people wanted. It felt safer because I wasn't being vulnerable. I wasn't being open. Wow. I wasn't really showing up. So it felt safe. And then I was like, that's why it's funny now, because it's like, it's a full circle. I went right back to where I started when I was like 16 and I experienced my first dose of like, holy shit, what is the body giving this me all this energy? Class. Yeah. And now, so I'm like back in the body.
Into somatic healing. So for someone who's listening to this podcast and doesn't know what somatic practice is or somatic healing, what is it?
So essentially somatics are... And it's body work. It's based in the body. You're looking at your body's sensations, perspectives, experiences, and you are noticing them. It's all about body awareness. We have spent so much time of like, what do you think about that? What should I do about that? There's so much internalizing happening that we lose connect of like, well, what does my body actually want? How does my body respond to that option, right? It's so like, well, that's what I should be doing, or that's what I think I should be doing, or that's what someone wants me to do. And that's all based in your head. And that's all attached to ego. And the body doesn't have an ego. The body is true form. The body is raw. It's pure. It's who you have dropped on this earth to be. And so it's essentially getting back into your body, noticing its sensations, noticing its feelings, and letting it bubble up the wisdom that it has from within. And I shared this with you, and this was like the biggest like fact that made me want to change everything again, was the fact that the subconscious mind takes in 40 bits of information per second. So 40 bits of information per second while you're like doing things, taking on like information and experiences, and it's absorbing it, and it's creating meaning behind it. And your body, your nervous system, takes on 12 million bits per second.
Wow.
It's like, you can't even compare.
That is wild.
It's so wild. So it's like our body knows so much more than our mind does.
Yeah.
Our body has so much more truth stored than our mind does, because our body remembers, it keeps score, it knows everything.
Yeah.
And so everything you have once experienced lives inside your body. Ooh, every single thing.
That's not good. Poor body.
And so that's why we have to show it love. We have to show it. We have to release. And I mean, you could speak on that.
Yeah. So just to give some background, I've heard of somatic healing through a lot of the podcasts I listen to in spirituality and healing, and my mom talking about these things. Yeah. But I never experienced it firsthand. But like you said, I like to try things. But I remember I bought the book, The Body Keeps Score, thinking that if I were to read this book, I'll know about somatic healing. A little wrong. I mean, I personally am not, I didn't love the book as much because it was very academic. It was all about like a lot of this trauma stuff and very clinical a bit.
Right.
And to me, it didn't really give me, okay, what somatic healing really is. I mean, I'm only halfway through. It's just like a really dry read.
Right.
But I was like, I need to practice this firsthand, because I've heard like every single person I listened to in the healing space has said how somatic healing has been part of their repertoire of healing modalities that has helped them like liberate, open up. Yeah. Like really just create that space.
Yeah.
And let go. And I truly do believe that I have been in my head for so long. And for those who have listened to episode one, episode two, about my journey with the feminine versus masculine energy, I think masculine energy is very in the mind, right? And I think I, you know, whether through work or sweeping through things under the rug, being very analytical, being trying to control things, not being connected to my intuition, not being connected to my deep down, not making space for myself, not journaling, not things like that. And so over the last few years, when I've shifted into more being, more connecting, slowing down, I've started to see how these things were impacting my body. I knew that there was a missing piece of like how do I release this stuff that's stored in my body?
Yeah.
So as soon as somatic healing kind of came into my world of like the information around it, I was like, I really want to try this. And then I remember seeing on Instagram that you were transitioning in from your, like you said, your health coaching.
I was calling it health and mindset. Yeah.
Into like somatic practitioner, being a somatic practitioner.
Yes.
And I was like, I would love to have you on the podcast. So that could be something we talked about. But then I was like, you know, should we try it? Like, I don't want to come onto this podcast and talk about it as if I've practiced it.
Right.
So Zoe was like, you know what, let's just do a session. Like, let's, I'd love for you to try it out. So Zoe, you came over this morning and we did like an hour long somatic healing session, and you do it online.
I do.
Mainly.
It's virtually. Yeah.
You do it virtually mainly, but you were here and you did it in person and it's the exact same experience.
Yeah.
And like, I'm even, it's hard to even talk about because that was deep. That was really deep. As soon as I sat down on the mat, I started crying. Like, what did that even mean?
What does that mean? You want to know what that means?
No. Oh my God.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
What does that mean?
And I shared it with you. It's that feeling of being like, oh my God, like I'm seeing myself. I'm letting myself be seen. I'm letting myself be heard. I'm giving myself attention. I'm taking care of myself. And being feeling safe enough to let yourself go there. And it's just that it's literally, Hyla, that action of sitting down on your mat, being like, okay, I'm about to do this, is your body, like, that's why you may not think like, oh, why did I start crying right away? But it's this, your body has all the information, right? So the second you sat down, your body took it as like, oh my gosh, like,
we're safe to let it out now.
We're safe to let it out. But also somebody, like, I'm finally being seen. Someone's finally taking care of me. Someone's finally acknowledging me and wants to look at me. You know what I mean? It's like, imagine the body is just like, has all this information, has so much wants to share with you, but we're just like always looking left and it's standing on the right. You know what I mean? And it's like, when you sat down on the mat, your body's like, whoa, she's about to drop in. She's about to see me. She's about to listen. And it's so, it's such a physiological reaction.
Oh my gosh.
It's like that feeling. It's like you don't even know where it came from, but it's immediate cry. It's immediate release.
Yeah. It it's felt like was I right away felt like, oh, I've been suppressing some stuff. And right, we didn't even press start in a way. Like,
no.
And it just like started flowing. And I was like, oh my gosh. And for those who don't know what maybe an hour long session looks like, it pretty much started off with breath work.
Breath work meditation. Yep.
And then it went into this like moving of the body.
Yep. Restorative movement. We do some kundalini as well.
That was really cool. We were like essentially punching the air in a circular way. And I remember when I would see stories of you doing it, I'm like, I wonder what that is like. Is she's just punching the air. When I was sitting on the mat doing that, oh my gosh.
I can feel the energy that you were processing in that moment.
You know, for those who don't know, I lost my grandma, I don't know how long it's been now, a bit over a month. And it was really, really difficult because, you know, we were best friends. Like, she was one of the only stable things in my life for my entire life. You know, growing up, I moved every 2 years, every 3 years, you know, my mom and I, we would move, you know, we just like, that was, I had that life and, you know, there was so much blessing around it, but there wasn't a lot of stability in my life. I would say growing up, the love from my mom was very stable, but my physical presence wasn't very stable. My grandma's house though, never changed. Her love was always there. We were best friends. I was the first grandchild. We were in the same city together my whole life. Like, we were very, very, very close. And, you know, the 2 months prior to her passing, when she was in the hospital, day in, day out, battling pancreatic cancer, I was there with her. I was like I was maybe her primary caregiver, as like, she has two sons. So me being her grand, like her, not her only, but her eldest granddaughter and the only one of like, who's an adult in Toronto, I was that like primary caregiver as like the woman, you know, like the nurturing, like the daughter form, along with her friends, of course. But I was there. You know, I was there. I saw it. I remember I was telling you today, like the day she passed, like she looks at me and she says, I'm tired, Hyla. I feel like I'm dying. Like, I'm dying right now. Like, seeing your grandma at that state, like weighing like 75 pounds, she looked like she was nothing but bones. Like in that state, like it was, I saw it happen over 2 months, and every single day, it like tore at me every single day, bit to bit. And I feel like I never processed that, you know, right away it was funeral. Right away it was, you know, how can I help the family? What are we doing? And I never really got to like release that emotion.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's people who felt that of something that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. Like,
all there.
It's all there in the body. And I didn't even go into our session because one thing you did was like, what was it? Like, what's the intent? Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
What clarity do you
Yeah,
want?
it's finding that question, like what question do you want to ask the body? What do you want to tune into?
Yeah.
And asking guidance, clarity, you
And
know.
when I came into the session, I wasn't even thinking that this was going to be anything to do with my grandma, what it was. I was like very open. But I remember when we started punching the air, I felt like I was like releasing all these difficult images I had in my mind of like her struggling, her
Yeah.
being like that, you know, her pain, her when she stopped being able to talk the last few days, like just I had to like battle through all that, like let it go and let those emotions come up of the pain of what it, not the images, because that was in my mind, the pain in which I felt in my body when I
Yes.
saw those things. And I don't think people talk about that. Like, you don't want to see someone you love going through that, you know, someone who was nurturing you your whole life. And I remember, obviously, a lot of things came up for me within the session because, you know, after the punching, we went into like restorative movement, and then like lying down.
And we were asking questions, we were
journaling.
Journaling all at the same time.
And yeah, so much came up. And I know one of the things that came up for me was it's time now for me to love myself the way my grandma loved me, you know, and how nurturing she was with me and how like she was so present and it never changed. Like, the stability of her nurturing of me, her stability of checking in, her like her presence, the love, the generosity she had with me. She felt so nurturing to the little girl inside of me. And I never processed that when she passed, that little girl felt abandoned from one of the most nurturing, like the most nurturing person in my entire life. I thought like I lost that.
Yeah.
And I feel like through this exercise, I feel like I really realized that like maybe part of this all was for me to realize that like I have abandoned loving and nurturing the little girl in me, and that it's time for me to do what my grandma did for me, you know. And so, sorry, not trying to get emotional here, but well, I guess we're having a heart to heart.
We are.
But you know, I think that I had to go into the body. I had to really feel that. I had to feel the sadness of losing that. But also there was a sense of like peace that came towards at the end of like, I can do this for myself. I'm excited to do this for myself and I'm going to be okay. And I want to be there for myself and I'm going to be that for me. And like you
so
said,
beautiful.
so often when we're just in our heads and not in our bodies, like we're just thinking about too much. We're just
so
thinking
much
about
that
too
goes
much.
On.
And it's not even the same things that the body is dealing with sometimes.
No.
You know, I'm thinking about 437. I'm thinking about the launch. I'm thinking about travel.
It's like, what does your body need? You know? And it's like, I always say this in the practice, but as we create spaciousness in the body, we create spaciousness in the mind. Because as we clear those emotions, as we clear the blocks, as we start to understand what's coming up, like the mind becomes more clear. Things become more obvious. Like, and that's the thing, Hyla, is like all of this came up for you. So much like realization, so much release. But it's like that was all within you. You just needed to feel safe enough to go in there.
Yeah. Wow.
And to be like, I didn't tell you any of that.
Mm-mm. No, you didn't say anything.
You need to do this because you like,
no, and you weren't giving me advice in terms of like, well, I think you should do this with the healing of your grandma. It's like, no, you just kept asking me like what's coming up.
Very general questions, right?
Like what's, how does your body feel? Maybe sit with this question for a bit longer.
And then your wisdom pops out. Your wisdom.
It is scary to like, I remember one of my questions was like, how do I know? Like, I think sometimes there's a lot of fear in, sometimes we're not even ready to listen to what's coming up.
1,000%.
That's tough. There's a lot of resistance.
And that's, and I'm not saying this because of my work. I've been on the other side as well of receiving the work. But that's why I really say like, get support.
Yeah.
Like have someone you really trust that you feel safe with, because who doesn't want to feel supported during a hard time?
I
You know?
100% am an advocate for having someone in your corner for healing, for practitioners, like all of that. Like I always say, like, I think one of my biggest expenses last year was just in this category alone.
Yeah.
Whether anything like in that world of feeling supported or bettering yourself.
Right. Taking
I've
care
had
of yourself.
Coaches in femininity. I've had couples therapists, personal therapists, healers that I've worked with.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be getting into somatics more. And whether it's like a seminar or a retreat where, you know, a lot of times even these retreats are a time for you to kind of you're cutting out the noise outside. You're shutting off your phone. You're taking the week off or 2 weeks off from work. You're just in nature with no distractions. It's a lot easier to get into your body and hear yourself and have the solitude than it is when you're in like your busy hustle bustle city.
Right.
So that's why I also believe in like retreating, even if it's you're retreating to just like a friend's house, a cottage, and
You're
you're
just
so
going up
lonely.
north or whatever.
You don't have to like go to Thailand,
right?
You
Right.
know? But I always believe in that stuff. And even like when I tell like my consulting clients, or I just say, you like, if not me, I 100% suggest you to work with someone, because to have someone to create that space for you that's looking out for you, that actually wants what's best for you, is powerful. And I think like what you're doing for people and creating that space, and like you said, they already, like their body already knows, you're just helping them create that space, because otherwise their busy life, this is coming up and they're thinking about what they need to be doing, not how they're feeling. And or like what society is telling me I should do, what
We're
social
so
media is
programmed.
telling me I should do.
So programmed.
I should read this book.
Exactly.
I should like.
Even I should meditate.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not for you.
Maybe
and
it's
that's
not for
okay.
you.
There's other forms. There's like, other ways to connect to yourself.
What we just did in an hour to me was a lot more healing than a meditation where I'm like half-assing it, which a lot of times, like if we want to be real, like sometimes this whole notion of every morning, hey, we should all meditate, that we're seeing on like all of these big podcasts. If your meditation's half-assed because you're super rushed in the mornings or you don't actually connect to it, you're just wasting, I'm not saying you're wasting your time, but perhaps consider that maybe there's other modalities
1,000%.
Actually get deeper in.
And you have to find what works for you. I think we just look online and we're like, oh, this is what everyone else is doing. And so you want to fit in. You want to be accepted. You want to do whatever. You want to get the results that everyone's portraying that they're getting. But it's like, are you listening to what your body needs? Maybe your body, maybe like a run is so meditative because you're like, you know, moving through energy and you're going and you're getting outside. Like that could be your form of meditation or whatever. It's just, it's at the end of the day, it's getting connected with yourself. It's finding time to listen within and be like, what do I really want? Aside from like forget what everyone tells me I should be or what I should do, or even just what I'm programmed since I was a kid to like be or think. And there was a point that you mentioned. Oh, I can't remember now. I wish I wrote it down. I remember kind of what I was gonna say from that. But just like growing up, we're so used to never listening to what we really feel. You know, like it's always like, oh no, don't cry. Stop crying. You know, or like, no, why do you care? Like it's not that big of a deal. Why does that bother you? You know, or just,
oh, they ended the relationship, their loss. Move on.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Move on.
You got a girl,
sweep
like
it under the rug.
His loss. Like
get over it.
As if the body didn't just feel
this
and process
is it.
This pain.
That's what I wanted to touch on, was that idea of like, we've been so conditioned to just like move on, forget about it. The world keeps moving. You have to keep moving. You can't feel, you can't. And it's like, it's also this idea of like, well, people have it worse. Everyone has it worse.
Yeah.
But it's like, you have your capacity.
Yeah.
And what you have experienced in your body is real.
Yes.
No matter what other people have experienced.
And we can wake up with gratitude and be like, okay, thank God I have a roof over my head and I have access to
food.
But
this hurts.
But this hurts. And I don't know why we would shame people for
we've
dealing
been
with
so
that.
We've been conditioned for that. Like
yeah.
I'm sure there's so many things you could think of, whether it was in school or whether it was in family or whether whatever. And it's just these comments. We don't realize that we're like walking on eggshells around ourselves to be like, no, you can't feel that. Don't say that. You know, like it's not okay that you feel sad because this person like has it worse, or, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal to this person. So like, why does it bother me so much? And it changed the fact that what you experienced in your body was real. You experienced fear, you experienced hurt, you experienced pain. And like, those are real feelings. You didn't make them up. They didn't come out of anywhere. You didn't be like, I want to feel pain. You know what I mean? Like, they came for a reason.
Yeah.
And we should have never suppressed or been taught to suppress. Yeah.
So, so true.
And it's up to us now to be like, what's in there?
What is in there? And I don't know if this makes sense, but I feel like lately, ever since I've started making so much more space to connect with myself, to be more present and to feel the feelings, I feel like I've been a little bit more, I don't want to say sensitive, but almost more like, maybe I guess I've always been those, I've always felt those things, but now I'm not like ignoring it and I'm feeling a lot more. And so even things like, you know, if I'm developing, let's say, a new friendship with someone and then they haven't like texted me in like 2 weeks, like I'm like, like, you know, like the little girl in me that feels like she made a friend on the playground, but then like, it's like, what? This would have never bothered me like 3 years ago when I was like busy, da 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 da, good. But now, why am I feeling these things a little bit more than I ever would have been? Is this new, or is it just I've always probably had these feelings and now I'm just connecting to it more?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You're listening.
I'm listening.
You're listening. And when you start to bring awareness to your body, you can't deny what you feel, you know? And it's like, for so long, we have been, where it's just on autopilot. Like, all those things that I mentioned of just like, move on, sweep it under the rug, they become like just such a natural part of our being that we don't even have to internalize that we're doing it. We don't have to be like, oh, that hurts, sweep it under the rug. We just like, move on. We just don't even want to feel it because it hurts so much. We don't even want to look at it because it hurts so much. And we just continue on, look the other way, keep going. But like I said, like, it's still in there.
What happens for people who are just like, this is too difficult to look at? Like, I got to ignore this because it's sad. It's like, I don't even want to expose myself to those feelings. What happens to them over time? What can happen?
I mean, every body, every person is so different. And, you know, they're at the end of the day, you know, dis-ease creates disease. And disease can show up in many different forms.
Right. Mental.
Mental, physical, emotional. Like, you can have mental illness. You can have physical illness.
You can have bloating. Isn't that a main cause of, like, you know, digestive issues?
Totally. This is something I learned. Yeah. And I asked you too in our session, like, where do you feel your emotion? I don't know if you found a place.
I felt it in my like lower chest, upper stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone has like a different place. For me, it's always my stomach.
Yeah.
And yours obviously is very close. It's still a part of your digestive system.
Yeah.
And so you may realize you do have issues digesting in life and you have intolerances to things.
Well,
and
yes. Lately, my bloating and everything has been.
Because you're working on it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm releasing these emotions.
1000%.
So what you're saying is that it can just show up in different ways.
You and have for no some idea people, how it's showing up.
Yeah, like for some people, maybe it is the breakout. Some people, it is that their relationships keep failing because there's a blockage here and they're unable to look at it. For some people, it's coming years later. For some, like, all we know is that when you suppress it, it can either come out and explode in a way, or it just shows up differently for everybody. But it's not healthy.
It's not healthy. And it can even just be a progression, change of personality.
Oh.
You can almost just be a person, you don't even know your truest form because you're looking through life with anger, you're living life through sadness. It is sad. And you know, people will never get to experience that. And there is things that are hard, that are painful. And why I say support, because like, I'm not saying like, I'm not just saying to like, oh, just look at it and like, get it's through gone. It.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you have to be so gentle.
Yeah.
You have to take small steps.
Yeah, you can't process. just go into the whole.
Right. You can't just walk into a room of everything that you've ever been terrified of, everything that's ever hurt you, and just expect to like, okay, I'm just going to stand here and cry and then I'm going to be fine.
No.
It's not like that. It's such a slow and delicate process. And you need to really hold yourself through that. And not everyone. This journey is not for everyone. It may not be in this lifetime for some people. And you may come back having to revisit this again. You know, like, your soul wants that. But I think that you have to really be ready. And you know when it's time. We talked about this.
We talked about this.
We were like, you 3 years ago would have never been. You left here, whatever, right?
I was not ready to look at some of these things 3 years ago.
Right. But you know when you're ready. It's like a feeling. It's like, okay, I've done, I've supported myself. And I use it, like, what did I say the other day to a client? I think I was talking about like practice. It's a practice, right? Like we call it, all of these things are practices. Mm-hmm. And each time you go through a session or you learn a new tool, you become, I think of like learning an instrument, for example. You practice, you can learn this little song, right? And it's great, but then you've done great at this song and now you can use everything you learned there and bring it to the next part. And you take your time with it and you move and it's a practice. So you're going to get a little bit better. You're going to learn new things each time and you use that into your journey. And so this practice of inner healing, emotional release, it is uncomfortable and it hurts and it's painful and it's hard. So support yourself, get support from others, be gentle with yourself. You are going to be more sensitive during this time. 1000%. I'm the most sensitive I've ever been. And I'm always sensitive, but it's just like, you know, we have to hold ourselves in that way and walk slowly through the process. Never. I always say challenge is great. Stop when you feel overwhelmed. Never get to a place of overwhelm, but don't be afraid to challenge yourself and find an edge.
Yeah, like open up a little bit, see how you feel.
But when you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do it anymore, like step back, step away. Ugh. You know, take a break. And that's in life too.
Yeah.
Right? Like sure, a little challenge. Like you're in the gym, you're working, a good little challenge.
Yeah, but you don't want to go pick up a 100-pound dumbbell on day one.
And be like, oh my God, I'm
you're
so
gonna,
scared.
You're going to rip something.
Right.
But maybe we start by going like, it's okay, the 5 pound to the 10 pound to the 15, right?
And that's how we do it. We peel these emotions back layer by layer.
Beautiful.
We get a little bit deeper each time and we see what's living there. We hold grace and we take time to nurture what we just peeled away until we're like, okay, I'm ready. I feel like I've learned through these experiences and I can go to the next.
And this is like the part of the path to this liberation, to this freedom.
It's never
to removing these blockages, help with our anxieties and all of these fears that we have. Oh, Zoe, thank you. Like this to me is a conversation I would just want to sit with you and have off podcast anyways. And I'm just so happy that we're having a conversation that we naturally would.
Yeah.
But also, you know, people get to listen in on what I truly believe like is very important and is part of the spiritual or the healing in the body practice that, you know, I think whether trendy or not, I don't care. Like it's important, you know, and I know we talked about that. So where can people find you?
Where can people find me? So you can find me on Instagram at Zoe Pinjatori.
I'm gonna link it to the show notes.
No one knows how to spell that.
I'm gonna link your podcast Deep Within. Yes. I'm so excited because I think you recently rebranded.
I just rebranded, revamped it. Just like 3 days ago, I think. Maybe it was yesterday. Aww. It was literally yesterday. Yeah. I did the revamp. I love the new
picture. I think it's just
beautiful.
Yeah. I'm gonna link your podcast in the show notes as well. And if someone wants to work with you for your practice of somatic healing and modality, I will link that as well.
Yeah, you can connect with me on Instagram and you can also go to my website.
Okay, so people can DM you questions if it's
1000%
good for
you talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can start a conversation there. But
I love that. And if you guys loved this conversation and you want to have Zoe back, send me a DM because I believe that we can talk about so much more.
Oh,
like
gosh.
You've healed your gluten intolerance. You've done a lot of gut healing.
Yes,
we can talk about skincare. We can talk about so much like other stuff in the world of like wellness and nutrition. So please let me know if, you know, you guys want to hear that as well. And of course, like, please, you know, feel free to DM me if you liked this podcast. Follow the... See, guys, I don't even know how to plug myself here. You can follow me on Spotify and...
Review the podcast, guys.
I'm still a rookie. It's been so sweet when people have been DMing me like what has resonated with the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Because like people don't understand like that couple minutes that it takes them to do it for me, it brings this confidence of the next episode. It's like, okay, now they loved this conversation. Let me go also speak to someone else in the spiritual world. And like it's not easy like being super vulnerable on a podcast, you know, but if you feel like people are like resonating and they're connecting to it and they're getting healing from it or benefit from it, you're like, of course I'd want to keep doing this, you know? And of course I'd want to keep going deeper. So,
what we're saying is please let us know.
let us know as you feel. So yeah, thank you so, so much, Zoe,
thank
for
you.
Being on. This
thank
is an amazing
so
heart
much.
To heart.
It was the best heart to heart. But I did want to ask one thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Before.
Oh, shoot.
No. This is just to change the mood.
Okay,
I really want to see. Can you give me a sneak peek and I can do a live reaction?
Of what?
Spring collection.
Oh, 437? Oh, yeah. We were just talking
about
this.
Just to change the mood. I was like, Hyla, can I see it? And she was like, Yeah. And then I was like, wait, let me do a live reaction.
Oh, yeah. The spring. Because I was just telling Zoe, I was just like, we were just talking about 437
yeah.
activewear and how it's like our main thing now. Jeez. And we were just saying
I'm
how
just so excited.
Every collection, we try to be a little bit more creative and try different things. And
it shows.
I would never say this about my own thing if I didn't believe it. I believe our spring collection of 437, so spring 2024, is the best we've done yet. I mean, I would hope that as a brand, your newest
Always
is
evolving.
Probably the best and evolving. But we as a team have never been so excited for a collection before. I feel like it's taken us, like, you know, when we first launched activewear like 3 years ago, like we said, any new thing you start, it's out there. It's not a trial, but like you're putting yourself out there. You're not sure how it's going to resonate. But when it's your truth and it's your purpose and your passion, you don't give up.
No.
And how far we've come from like our first launch, we just kept hearing what people wanted. We've tried different things, different fits, different fabrics, different colors. And I feel like I'm just so happy because I love wearing it myself. So
I wanted to see.
Okay. So let me show you. This is all like the digital sketches. So I was talking to you about the curve jacket. So now it's coming out in cream. It's coming out in black, which I think is just like very slick.
Oh, yes.
The ballet. You have this warm up, like this wrap top. I mean,
with
it's very
feminine.
Like ballet inspired, but it's
so feminine.
I love the cream color. The wrap top is my new favorite.
The wrap top, Hyla. Oh my gosh. Wow. The whole outfit. She's like, woo. Oh my gosh. That outfit. Wow. The color is so perfect. That set is everything and more.
And we wanted to do shorts, a version that were a little bit shorter. Still not like booty shorts, but I'm obsessed with this bra. Yeah. So.
I love the detailing on that wrap top.
Yeah.
It is so feminine. So light and flowy.
Aww.
Oh.
I'm guys, so glad you love it. I'm
don't
so
miss
excited
out.
To watch. Right now we're currently designing, because right now we're in early March. We're currently designing like November, December for next year.
Wow.
So right now my mind's already like fall, winter, what are
you're
we
like
for
this
holiday?
Is perfect and done.
Like
next.
We had some ideas. I'm like, no, let's save that for next spring. And it's like, we haven't even launched this spring yet. It's But even as a brand, like, you know, we're still smaller. We're designing, like, there are the bigger brands are designing way ahead of us, actually.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously with our capacity, we're a little bit, you know, we're probably like 8-9 months out. So
it's amazing.
We're trying.
Wow.
We're trying.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you
so
much, Zoe, for coming on. This was an amazing conversation. And the healing today, that was the somatic practice today, was really nice. And I felt open. I felt like I needed that release. So thank you.
Of course.
Thank
I'm
you.
So, so, so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on and letting me into this beautiful side of you.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.